Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Parker. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rochelle for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Parker. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Cardenal moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-0 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Rochelle moves to third. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rochelle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive towards third. Fanzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Kieson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Monday moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a line drive to left field. Stargell throws towards the plate. Sanguilan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sanguilan. Hebner fumbles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Kessinger scores. Monday scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tyrone who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Cubs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Sadowski now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Harris steals second. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rochel bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rochel for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Monday moves to third. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Jim Sadowski. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Moreland now pitching. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fanzone hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to second. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.